At CSUN 2011, this is Michael Loft, and I caught up with Lee Mabey here from AT&T. We're going to talk about what you're showing here this year, types of phones and so forth, and some other devices as well.
There's a couple of things that we're showing here today. First of all, we have a couple of phones that are made by Pantech that we carry today, called what we refer to as our easy-to-use lineup. So these are simplified phones. One is a Pantech Breeze. So some of the benefits and the features that it has is large display, simplified menu, has quick call keys so you can dial your most frequently dialed numbers with one touch of a button. Very light, and so it's designed for simplicity seekers, older adults, and then coming on the heels of that, we have a text messaging phone that uses the same design principles.
So the Pantech, first of all, before we move on, is strictly a phone. It's specifically just for someone wanting a phone?
It's a basic feature phone. You know, it does do text messaging, take photographs, that sort of thing, but it's a simple feature phone. The next one is a messaging phone as well, so it has a full keyboard, uses the same design principles. It's called the Pantech Ease. Simplified menu, quick call keys, browser, and again, it's designed for simplicity seekers, older adults, you know, people that are probably newer to the smartphone set.
So these phones don't talk, they're just large screen displays, right?
There are some talking features, so there's the voice dial capabilities, there's text messaging readout, Echo Key. So there are some accessibility and talking features in there.
You showing anything in the Android space?
Yeah, so what we also have out here today is our Motorola Atrix. It's our newest Android phone that we have out on the marketplace. So it has a dual-core processor. One of the things that is nice about the Atrix, it comes with a dock that actually becomes a computer. So because it's so powerful, you put it in a dock, and what it allows you to do is have your phone display put up on the computer interface and also use a full keyboard with a full browser that runs off the phone as well on AT&T's mobile broadband network.
Okay, so that's the only Android phone you're showing here today?
Well, we also have our Galaxy S from Samsung, and then we have our Galaxy Tab as well. So it's a, you know, the newest tablet phone. att.com/accessibility. It'll give you a whole host of accessible features and phones and devices that we have.
Okay, so let's talk about the big rage still, the blindness community, is the iPhone. You came out with a phone for $49, I guess, with a two-year commitment, and it has 8 gig as opposed to 16 or 32.
So this one's the 3GS. It's 49.
Other than that, you're going into the iPhone 4. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And generally, your iPhone 4, then a 16 for $199 or 32 for $299, and then we'll see what may be announced in June.
Well, right here, we have Avalyn Jackson. She is a representative from an advisory panel that we run. It's called the AT&T Advisory Panel on Access and Aging. And she can talk to you a little bit about what we do with that panel.
Hey, Michael.
Hi, Evelyn. How are you today?
Evelyn Jackson. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Let's talk about what you're doing with this panel and what products, what you're actually showing here at CSUN this year.
Okay. What we're actually doing here is we had our advisory panel for Access and Aging come in from all over the world, and they're really subject matter experts within the community. So we have people like the president and CEO of the National Hispanic Council on Aging. We have Claude Stout here, who is the telecommunications for the deaf and hard of hearing, and we've been doing some panels around CSUN. But I think really what you're more interested in right now is probably some of the devices that we've brought to show. Is that correct?
Well, no, we're also interested in policy and what issues, because we have a broad, comprehensive audience. You know, some folks are older and are international. So we're certainly curious about anything that's going on that improves the quality of life. That's the whole underlying theme of our podcast. So.
Right, right. And one of the things that we actually touched on in our AT&T advisory panel meeting was the ease of use phones. Have you talked about those already?
Yes, yes.
And the new Clarity feature that's going to be on some of the BlackBerries that you can download.
No, we haven't talked about that.
RIM. BlackBerry, Research in Motion, announced, I believe, Friday or last week, they have a new theme called Clarity Theme, which kind of goes along with the ease of use. As you know, sometimes BlackBerries or smartphones can be a little bit intimidating or hard to use. And they've developed a new theme that you can download from the BlackBerry website that kind of simplifies their menu to make their devices more easy to use. And that was a new announcement that just happened.
What features are you advocating for in these simpler phones so that folks who are just older, they just want a phone, maybe text, really don't care about internet and those capabilities? What features are you advocating for that either AT&T or other entities include so that, you know, these phones can be used and provide the basic features that folks need?
Our concept really kind of goes along universal design. There are several features that we do somewhat focus on the aging adult market or the disability market, but because we kind of go along with the philosophy of universal design, I think they're actually beneficial to everyone. A couple of the ones that I really like that are in the easy-to-use phones is there's a pedometer in the ease that you just, if you have it in your pocket and you're walking, it'll track what exercise you have. So as you're walking around CSUN today, you know, and you get home and you're really tired and you look at your phone, you realize that you've actually walked like 3 miles as you've gone the exhibit halls. There's pill reminders in the devices. There's text to speech. There is speech to text. There is key echo coming out in some of our new devices. Voice dialing, all of those features, I think, benefit within the aging community, but also are good for everyone, whether they're old or young or have a disability or not.
Well, very exciting. And how many people are on this advisory panel?
We have 15 people on the advisory panel. They are nationwide. There's some exciting stuff going on with the Video Relay Service group, if you haven't spoken to them already.
No, I haven't. I know the FCC has been doing a study about using Skype or FaceTime on the Mac. Folks who have computers, well, I think that's kind of exciting.
It's actually very exciting. I know that Mac has put a beta version out there for FaceTime. So you actually, and I've done this at home with my mom and dad, they've got FaceTime on their Mac, their desktop Mac, and I have FaceTime on my iPhone 4. And as long as I'm in the Wi-Fi, I actually can talk to them. So it's quite neat. One of the phones that I'm super excited about is the new Motorola Atrix dual core processor. So it's lightning fast, and it's got the forward facing camera. And this is the phone that won one of the awards at CES, which is the Consumer Electronics Show for 2011, that they just had last month, I believe.
Yeah, January, yeah.
Yeah, and it's got some really neat accessories. It's our new 4G device, forward-facing camera.
Awesome. Anything else you want to mention about the Accessibility Advisory Panel?
Or? Kind of focusing on some emerging devices. We've got the new glow caps out here from our healthcare organization. So,
yeah, how does that work?
How does the glow cap work?
Yes.
It is a. It's got a. The cap has a chip here. There's the cap to it.
Uh-huh.
And it fits on any regular medicine bottle.
Okay, so you can program that chip with specific information about the contents inside the bottle.
You do. You go to Vitality, and let's just say that it's, how about for me right now, some Valium. And I need to take this Valium twice a day. You program that into the Vitality site, and if I forget to take the Valium, it starts flashing. And if I don't recognize it after it starts flashing, then it starts flashing and chirping. If I don't take it after it flashes and chirps, it will call me on the home phone or send me a text on my cell phone, and it records all of this data. If I don't take it, it does it by week and it does it by month, and you can print out the data so anybody can check and see if I'm actually taking my medication or not.
Well, on that chip, it can actually phone or text you.
Yes. Studies that they showed from the manufacturer, from Vitality, showed that there was a 95% improvement rate of folks that actually, with the use of the glow caps, taking their medication. So folks that weren't using the glow caps, they had 70% success rate in taking their medication, but with the glow caps had 95%.
Is it hard to program that chip?
It's not. It's online. And it's not very, you don't actually program the chip, you actually just go into the website, so it's pretty neat.
Oh, just fill in the form of the
Vitality
information.
Website.
Go to AT&T.com, or you got a special place, like /accessibility, somewhere we can
it is.
See all
it's
these products?
It's AT&T.com/accessibility.
Awesome. Well, Evelyn Jackson, thanks a lot for sharing this information with us. It's a very exciting time. A lot of new technologies.
It is. Thank you, Michael.
We are very welcome. Live from CSUN 2011 for Serotalk, this is Michael Off.